dreaded snowbank on the shoulder of the road. The more he tried to pull out of the snow, the deeper his tires spun into the ruts they were making. Martha was ashen-faced, barely keeping herself from sobbing. The kids seemed okay, but they were strangely quiet. Scared, Charlie thought. I'm scared, too, he realized. Stuck here in the middle of infernal nowhere with the snow coming down harder than ever and the van running out of gas. Stupid phone doesn't work and there hasn't been a snowplow through here for God knows how long. Lord have mercy, we could freeze to death. He tried the radio. Nothing but hillbilly music or blaring rock that made him feel as if his eardrums were about to explode. No news, no weather reports. It's 2:10, Charlie, his wife said, her voice small, frightened. They'll have news and weather on the hour. Like that's going to do us any good, Charlie thought. But he didn't say anything out loud. He sat and waited. The van was eerily silent. Only the soft purr of the engine and the moaning wind outside. The snow was coming down heavier than ever. How long will the gas last? Charlie asked himself. Once it runs out and the heater goes, we could all freeze to death.
Can't we go out and make a snowman? Charlie Jr. asked.
No, Martha snapped. Stay in here where it's warm.
For how long? Charlie wondered. Your headlines on the hour, a man's deep voice intoned over a blare of trumpets. Surprise blizzard blankets the region with snow. Widespread electric outages reported. Network and cable television still out of service. He sounded positively happy about it all. And now, the details. Charlie listened in growing impatience as the voice told how television service had been out all day, except for local stations. Come on with the weather, Charlie prompted silently. Come on. A surprise autumn storm has struck the region with more than a foot of snow, with still more on the way. The guy sounded overjoyed about it, Charlie thought. Snowplow crews have been struggling to keep the interstates open, but secondary roads have been officially closed to all but emergency traffic.
Secondary roads? Martha asked. Are we on a secondary road?
Charlie shook his head. Damned if I know. Martha glared at his language. Charlie was surprised at himself. He glanced back at the kids.
I'm cold, little Martha said from the back seat. I'll turn up the heat, dear, said Martha.
Charlie saw that the heater was already on maximum. Suddenly he heard himself say, We passed a gas station a couple miles back.
But they couldn't pump any gas, his wife said.
Yeah, but I think I saw a tow truck there. They could pull us out of the snowbank and siphon some gas into our tank.
But we don't have their phone.
Martha stopped herself, realizing that their cell phone wasn't working anyway. I'll go back and get them, Charlie said. Martha's eyes popped.
Outside? In this blizzard?
It's only a couple miles. I can make it.
Charlie, no, don't.
But he had made up his mind while he was speaking the words. Anything would be better than sitting here doing nothing, even freezing out in the snow.
Charlie, please, don't leave us.
As he reached for the door handle, Charlie said, I'll be back in an hour or so. With a tow truck. He tried to sound confident. He certainly didn't feel so. Able 1. Beam Management Compartment.
Got it, Monk said, grinning.
Leaning over his burly shoulder, Harry saw the return blip from the ranging laser on the readout screen of Delaney's console. Numbers rastered down the screen's side.